you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can catch us here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. here at Heaven 97 KHVN on your radio dial. That's 9:70 a.m. as well as streaming live over the internet at true-church.org. And, you know, we've been dealing with lately gifts and callings and the elections of God and all of the spiritual gifts and different things. And we have been getting such a wonderful response via the internet. And people are really taking to heart some of the things that are being taught. And of course, we're getting some backlash as well, because, you know, when people set out on a mission to be famous, or people set out to be a famous this or that, you know, it's hard for them to accept the fact that that is an antichrist agenda. Anytime in the earth when you desire for your name to be called, for you to be seen, or you to be known as someone great, you are seeking an antichrist ploy to be lifted up before men. And we have to be very careful in the kingdom of God. That's what makes us differ from the world. In the kingdom of God, we only seek to uplift Jesus Christ. We only seek to uplift the agenda of God and to forward the kingdom of God in the earth. But of course, the celebrity superstar idea has crept into the church, and it's crept in by men being lifted up and being placed in high positions, sitting on thrones in their churches and carrying staffs with fish hats and all this kind of stuff to be lifted up before men and ruling over men. And it has really caused the body of Christ to go through some things in the last few years, because when leadership is lifted up, when men are lifted up as high, they fall. And when those men fall, then it mocks or makes a mockery of what God has done. But the bottom line to all of that, as far as people being lifted up and praised for who they are and what they're able to do, the bottom line is that the church does not know as a whole the difference between talent and gifts, the difference between, you know, ability and the anointing. Now, I got 10 differences right here that I'm going to give you in this broadcast, and I'm going to try to move forth through all of these things. But there are 10 differences between talent and gift that we must be aware of. Now, please understand this. Number one, talent is of man. Gifts are from God. So playing music, sports, academics, whatever your talent or your ability is, it is of man. That is natural. That is fleshly. That is something that you achieve. That is something that you desire to be good at, something that you want to do in the natural realm. That is a talent or ability, and that is of our realm or of man or of flesh. But spiritual gifts are from God. Now, this is wisdom, knowledge, healing, tongues, prophecy that we just read about. These are giftings from God. Number two, difference between talent and gifts. Man recognizes talent. God recognizes gifts. So men will lift a person up or recognize their ability and give them awards. That's why we have award shows. This is why it becomes very dangerous when we have the Preacher of the Week award and Pastor of the Month award. And, you know, when we begin to try to award people for doing ministry, and, you know, and I'm not talking about an appreciation service because you want to appreciate celebrate the man of God, or an anniversary service you want to celebrate. Hey, this man has devoted his life to help people at these different things, and his congregation wants to do something special. There is nothing wrong with that. I am not talking about that. But I'm talking about giving somebody an award for best pastor, you know, and three of them in line, and the runner up is like it's a Miss America pageant or something. That is the dumbest thing. I've never understood how you reward somebody for something that is their service unto God, you know, who healed the most people. We're going to give an award. He healed 50 people. He only healed 30. And y'all, that doesn't make any sense at all. But we know man recognizes talent. So man understands what talent is, and he recognizes it by money, by bonuses, appreciations, whatever. But God recognizes his gifts. That means that God exalts a person. You can take John the Baptist. John the Baptist, Jesus called the greatest prophet that ever lived. John the Baptist was pulling some 50,000 people into the wilderness to hear a wild man eating locusts and honey. Why? Because he had a very powerful spiritual gift. And so God exalted him among the people. God lifted him up. He wasn't under anyone. He wasn't under some hierarchy that would give him a bad of honor and lift him up before the people and say, this is your bishop or whatever. No. We're talking about a wild man in the wilderness, but God exalted him because he had a spiritual gift that God needed the people to hear. So God desired for the people to hear him. God brought the people to him. The people heard what they needed to hear. That is how the spiritual gifts of God work. You don't have to forward your agenda that is spiritual. You don't have to forward the spiritual gift. God will take care of that. Number three, difference between talent and gifts. Talent brings glory to men. Gifts bring glory to God. So this is a good one. Talent makes men celebrities and make them famous, and all people's heart beat fast when they walk in the room, and people just get excited. And you know, that's something that talent does. When a person is extremely talented to the point to where their talent can transfer into an emotional fix for you, then you lift them up. People are lifted up and glory is brought to them. But the gift of God brings glory to God. That means that when you're operating in a spiritual gift, people are saved, delivered, they repent, they're set free. That brings glory to God, not to you. So we should not be impressed with men that have great followings as far as people being saved and delivered through them. No, we should be impressed with what God is doing, because God could choose anyone to do that. And God chooses at his own will to do that. So we must understand talent brings glory to men. Man, but a gift of God, spiritual gift, will always bring glory to God. So another thing you can always remember, if a person is doing it and the person is celebrated and always lifted up and his name is synonymous with it, then 9 times out of 10, it is not from God. It is not a spiritual gift of God, because the spiritual gift of God, like Jesus would always say, what you see me doing, the Father has already done, or the Father is doing, meaning that when you see me doing something, see God doing it. Don't see it as me. And that's the attitude we have to have even now in the earth. When we do things, we have to make sure God is glorified, because if it's our flesh that is being fed by man lifting us up, then we are wrong. The fourth difference between talent and a gift: talent can be attained by anyone through hard work. Anyone can do it. I mean, singing, performing, whatever your talent is, sports, whatever your talent is, anyone can do it. Anyone. All you have to do is set out to do it. If you set out to do it, especially starting at a young age, you can do it. Anyone can have talent. All you have to do is practice, get good at it, and put hard work into it, blood, sweat, and tears, and you'll stand out. And those that stand out more than others based on talent are the people that did more, are the people that worked harder, are the people that achieved, you know, more in their time of preparation. But gifts can be attained through God by his Spirit. So the Holy Ghost of God is going to bring the spiritual gift. So I don't care how much you work at it and practice and all of these different things, the spiritual gift of God comes by his power only. And this is why I never understood the phrase use it or lose it. People would always say, you know, use your gift or lose it. But that has nothing to do with a gift. That's talent. Now, use talent or lose it. That is true. I'll give a perfect example, and that's me. You know, I used to be all right when I played the keyboard. I could play all right. You know, I could hold a service and stuff. But now when I get on the keyboard, my fingers are in another world. My brain can't even tell my fingers what to do hardly anymore unless I practice. So if I don't sit down and practice, yes, I will lose it. So if you don't use your talent, you will lose it. But when it comes to a gift of God, that is not true. Gifts are attained through God by the Holy Spirit. Number five, talent can be sold, but gifts cannot or should not be sold. So in other words, talent can be sold. The ability to do something can be sold. If I can fix your computer, I can charge you to fix your computer, but I can't really charge you for healing or charge you for deliverance or charge you for salvation, even though some people are doing it. You know, they have these conferences, $1,000 to get in and you know, $500 registration and all this. Y'all, that is just foolishness. That is selling the gospel. I'm totally against that. I don't care who's listening to this. You can listen and get mad or whatever, but you cannot close the doors of a spiritual occasion. Now, honestly, let me tell you something, and I'm going to be real with you. Most of these conferences, probably 99% of these conferences and all of these workshops and things that they're charging hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get in, it is talent. It's not the spiritual gift of God. These are men that have figured out a way to help you get more members and to help you, you know, sing better and whatever they're doing. Yeah, that is talent. So they can charge all day for that. That has nothing to do with the Spirit of God, because when the Spirit of God anoints a man with a gift, you don't have to go through no classes to understand how to be successful. You don't have to pay $1,000 entrance fee to get in. Oh, that's foolish. That's for people that want the natural way to do things, and that's fine. Go pay your money for that. So yeah, they can charge for that, but for the spiritual things of God, if people need to be saved, delivered, and set free, you cannot charge people to come in and hear the gospel. Now, I know some people will say, well, you charge for your DVDs. That's because a DVD is a luxury. Understand, a DVD helps us get the word out better. In other words, it makes it convenient. You're going to always pay for convenience. Now, when I have an engagement and I'm speaking, there is never a charge associated with that. We will never allow. Even last year, we had to cancel two or three engagements because we found out they were charging registration fees. I won't even speak at an engagement that's charging registration. I know a lot of pastors don't like to hear that stuff, but that is ridiculous to charge people in the at the door. But the DVD, to buy a DVD player is a luxury. If you got the money to buy the player, you have the money to buy the medium that is played on it, because it costs money to make that medium. It doesn't cost to preach the gospel. That's why when you hear me preaching, it's free. But it does cost to create a medium to place stuff on, and you can charge for mediums. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. And people say, well, you ought to give it away free. No, you don't give nothing away free that's costing you money to do. That is not in the scripture. So don't come to me with that. That is some foolishness, you know. Understand the difference between the two. Number six, talent can be bought, gifts cannot. That is very important to understand. Talent can be bought, meaning that you can purchase talent. Yeah, how you do that? You go to school. When you pay for college, you're learning a talent, or you're learning an ability. You're getting smarter. So yeah, you can pay for that. You can go to medical school and you can pay for that. You'll have something. Law school, pay for that. You'll have something. You can go take drum lessons, keyboard lessons, musical lessons. You can take sports at a young age. You can pay to train. You can do all these things where you can be more talented in what you're doing. You can buy that. But gifts are of the Spirit of God. They cannot be purchased. We talked about that last week when Simon the sorcerer wanted to buy the power of the Holy Ghost, or the power to lay hands on people so they'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. We understand that he was almost cursed by Peter for saying that, because you cannot purchase what God gives. God gives that, and he chooses who he's going to give it to, that is sovereign of God. So you cannot pay for that. So we know that is the big difference. Number 8. 8, the difference between talent and gifts. Talent can hide issues, but gifts expose issues and the true self. Now, let me explain this, because this will get you very deep. People a lot of times use talent. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks or so. People will use talent to cover up issues. They'll use talent to escape issues. They'll use talent to look better before men, even though privately they have issues and they struggle. So a lot of times the most talented people are the people with the greatest secrets or the greatest struggles. The most talented people are the people that have no self-substance or are really hurting. So they use talent to get applause of people to cover it up. That's why whenever you hear anyone, oh, please hear me, anyone saying, I want to be famous and I want to go to Hollywood, I want to get out there, I want to be famous, that person has a problem. I promise you, deep inside that person, something happened to them, and there's a human need for them to be lifted up. There's a human need for them to be approved of. So that's always a flag. Whenever you hear somebody saying that, that's a flag, and that really means that they'll do whatever it takes to get what they're trying to get. They'll do whatever it takes to get what they're looking for, to get that fame, to get it. And they'll have to do it, because right behind them, there are a million other people that will do whatever it takes. Oh, I hope you get my Truth Behind Hip Hop Part 5 DVD. It explains all of that stuff of people using organizations and different things to get famous and selling their souls for fame and different things. But this is what people do to get famous. They do this. And so talent covers up the issue or the true self or that true problem. But the gift of God, now listen to this, the gift of God exposes issues in true self. In other words, when God brings you that gift, and that gift is mighty and great, the first thing you see is how weak and frail and troubled you are. I promise you, when God came to me, even with the Truth Behind Hip Hop, my first reaction was, Lord, I'm not worthy to do this for you. I'm not worthy, God. Make me worthy. Fix me. Clean me up. Help me, Lord. Have mercy on me. And this is what the gift of God does. It's like a bright light. His gift is light, because he is light. And when that light shines, it shines and it shows up all the dark areas in you. It shows it up. The power of God, when it comes, and when that power, I remember when that fire came, it came up on me, what it was doing, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it was burning up self. It was burning up my self-desire. It was burning up the selfish things that I needed to feel special, that I needed to feel like I was somebody. It was burning all that up, because that cannot go along with God. That can't go with his calling. I have to be able to deny myself, deny who I am, what I want, deny what was done to me, what was in my past. I have to deny all of that stuff to follow God. I have to follow God wholeheartedly. I can't have pieces of my heart reserved for myself. So what it does is, when the power of the Holy Ghost comes, it shines that bright light upon you, shows up the darkness, and exposes it so you can deal with it, because God wants you whole. He wants to sanctify you wholly before you use his ability. So when God comes with his spiritual gift, God shines upon your heart and shows up all those areas that are infected where you can be healed. So that's a very important one. Please remember that talent can hide issues in true self, but the gift of God is going to expose issues and your true self, and going to make you come to the knowledge of what you need to do to fix it. And listen to this, the gift of God actually comes as deliverance. It comes so you can be healed. It comes so you can be set free, not only for yourself, but for others. This is what the manifestation of God's gift is all about. Number 9, talent can be used to entertain and physically edify. But gifts are to be used to heal and bring deliverance, to spiritually edify. So understand, talent can be used to entertain and physically edify. Good music in a church, that's very important to me. I think it should be the best music that you can get. I think you should have the best musicians, and I think it should be excellence involved when you're bringing music into the house of God and people are singing and offering up their talents to God. I believe that should be great. And it will physically edify. Good music. music, it is scientifically proven. Good music can make you feel good. Symphonic music can play healings through people and different things because of the way it affects your brain and the release of certain chemicals. So all of that stuff is science. Sure, it can edify you physically. That's why it's so detrimental a lot of times to listen to foul music, because of what it does to you, even in the physical realm. So we understand music and talents and different things can physically edify, but the gifts of God are used to heal and bring deliverance, to spiritually edify you. So that's the difference. In the spirit realm, we're doing something totally different with the gifts of God, and people are delivered and set free. This is the true sign of a successful ministry, a successful preach word, a successful pastor, is are the people being spiritually edified by the gifts that are in this man, by the gifts that are in these leaders? Are people being truly delivered, or are they just feeling good? See, talent will do that. It will entertain and physically make you feel good. But are people being delivered where they can have joy, not happiness? Happiness lasts as long as somebody's making you happy. But joy comes even when you're unhappy. You can have the joy of the Lord and understand that as I go through this, it's not going to always be like this, but it's going to get better. That's true joy. But these things come from the gifts of God, not talents of men. And finally, number 10, the difference between talent and gifts. Talent is coveted by men and admired by the masses, but gifts are shunned by men, and the bearer is usually rejected by the masses. Now, what am I saying right here? I'm not saying that if you are operating in a true gift of God, you're not going to have a following. I'm not saying that. People will follow you. That's the true sign of a true prophet. People are going to follow you. People are going to want to hear it. There is a large group of people, a remnant of God, that desires the truth, that's hungry for the truth. So don't get me wrong. We have a following here. Even with EX Ministries and a True Church Perspective, there are a lot of people that follow us and bless us and believe in what we do. God is going to always draw. Jesus drew. The first church grew by leaps and bounds. The truth will draw people because there are a people that desire the truth. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm talking about the difference between the church and the world. In the world and worldly carnal people, talent is coveted and admired by them. So they'll follow talent. This is why a movie star, this is why a performer can rent out a building and 30, 40, 50,000 people will come just to call their name, just to scream out to them, because their talent is coveted by those that aren't able to do it or are influenced by it. They are admired by the masses, but the gift of God are shunned by the masses, meaning the masses, the large group, the world, they don't want the true gift of God in operation because it shows them up, it exposes them, and it exposes their selfish agenda. Even in the church, a true prophet is rejected, and even this message I'm preaching, I wish you could read some of the emails. There are people that have even attempted to go to the management of the radio station to try to keep me from preaching this kind of message because it's hurting their agenda. They want to be famous. They want to be lifted up. So they go say, hey, will you get this man off that's talking about this stuff? He's exposing my agenda. He's exposing my selfish ambition. He's exposing my plan to want to be lifted up. He's making it look like I can't be famous and I can't be great and in the Lord. That's right. That's what I'm doing. I'm showing you that if you're desire is to be great and lifted up, you are not of the Lord, but you are of the Antichrist, anti-God, Lucifer, who tried to even cause Jesus to lift himself up, and Jesus refused when they had the confrontation in Matthew 4. And Satan offered Jesus the kingdoms and all of these different things, and he asked him to turn stones to bread and throw himself down and let the angels rescue him. And Jesus said, get behind me, I will not do this. What Satan was really trying to do, he was trying to get Jesus to perform at his command, to cause him to use his gift or call for selfish reasons. But we understand what Jesus had was not talent, but what Lucifer had in heaven was talent. Y'all, this is a big confrontation because Jesus was operating in the spiritual gift of God, and Lucifer or Satan operates in the talent that was given or manifested in him. So he was able to make music, he was able to do or have an ability, but Jesus Christ has the Spirit of God operating in him. The confrontation is that Lucifer and Satan wants to be what Christ is. He wants wants to be lifted up like Christ, but he has talent, not spiritual gifting. So understand, people, this is a battle in the spirit realm, and it is a battle in the natural, because we got preachers and pastors and musicians and different ones that want to be lifted up and call what they're doing a gift or a spiritual gift, and it is not even of God. So they come in to deceive. They come in to make you think that it is of God, and then they have a sinful carnal agenda where they want to get your praise. And understand, when you direct your focus, you direct your praise and the glory you're giving to a man or a person, you're vulnerable for sin. You're vulnerable to be attacked by the enemy. Why? Because you can only serve one master. You can't serve two. And if Jesus is not Lord of your life, you're in danger of sin. You're in danger of trouble and turmoil, because you're not under the protection of a Lord. Now understand, I love when Sarah called Abraham Lord. People hear that and say, ah, what's she calling him Lord for? That's a male chauvinist. You don't even understand. She called him Lord because he was her provider and he was her protection. Now understand, if Jesus is Lord, that means he is your provider and he is your protection. But if you're lifting other people up, especially a man, a pastor, whatever, if you're lifting them up and putting them in a Lord seat in your life, you forfeit the protection and provision of God. This is why we have so many issues in people right now. They're sin sick. They need deliverance. They're hurting. They're always in trouble. This is why they're flocking to all these old foolish conferences that come to pervert and to take advantage of hurting women and those women that are sin sick. All of these organizations and different things, because the Lord's seat of their life is occupied by a man. They're a fan of someone. They've placed someone in that seat that Jesus Christ desires. Christ desires to be Lord, and if he's Lord, he can be provision and he can be your protection. So no matter what you've been through, no matter how you've been hurt, no matter how you've gone through, whatever happened to you, if Jesus is Lord, he protects you. He heals you. He heals you from the inside out. You don't have to cover it up. You don't have to make excuses for it, but he sanctifies you wholly, spirit, soul, and body. He preserves you blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus, as he said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Understand, people, if we don't understand the difference between talent and gifts of God, we will be taken. Men will take advantage of us. They're able to preach. They're able to say it real cunning and sexy. They're able to entice you and make you feel better. You get bubbly and you get goosebumps and woo, you get a fix. But then after you hear that and go home back to your problems and situations, you're still making the same mistakes, and then you gotta go back the next week. It's just like crack. You gotta go back and get another fix. You gotta go hear his sexy words, and you gotta go hear her, you know, making you feel good, and you gotta go back. And then after you go home back to your problems and situations, understand, you're just putting a band-aid on it. Nothing is fixed. No true deliverance has come. But when Jesus Christ enters and he sits in the Lord's seat of your life, it'll be just like Sarah calling Abraham Lord. He will be your Lord. In other words, he will be your provision and provide for you. And then he will be your protection and take care of you and make sure no harm comes upon you. Oh, I wish you could hear me, people of God. I wish you would understand what I'm trying to say. This is a message from the Most High God. Understand that if you really want healing, deliverance, and to be set free, it has to come from him. This is what being filled with the Holy Ghost power of God will do. Please, people of God, hear me. We got to stop chasing these men and chasing superstars and chasing talent and chasing these natural abilities. And we have to begin to go after the spiritual gifts of God so that true deliverance will come. Let me pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I believe that this message was from you, and I thank you, God, for your truth. I thank you for your understanding. I thank you for your spiritual gifts that come to operate, to teach, God, to heal, to set free, and to deliver. And I pray right now that that hurting man, that hurting woman, that one, Father, that set out to be famous to try to cover cover up a deficit. Father, I pray right now that this message will be deeply enrooted in them. And God, that they will understand that without you, they're nothing, God. They cannot seek to cover something up. But God, true deliverance must come. Your power must come and shine light on that dark area. Expose it so that they can be healed and set free for good. And men won't take advantage of them, God. I pray and believe that this message will continue to go out, God, and that no hand will stop it. No voice can stop it. No enemy can come against it, God. Nothing can stop what you're saying, but it's time for this message to go forth through the earth. And I believe it, God, in Jesus' name. We'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.